All right, welcome to We Deliver, the podcast that we order food to have a conversation while we wait for it to show up. And then we just end the show then and there, whether we're talking mid-story or whatever. This is a special episode because this is our first ever, I don't want to say guest, but because everyone that is on it is a guest, I guess, because I'm the only consistency. But we have Kate from Ignorance Was Bliss podcast all the way over in Massachusetts. So you say hi to people.
Hey.
Yeah.
What's up?
We were just done recording one of her episodes, so this is a nice little crossover, I guess. I kind of warned her about this show. So, Kristen, if you want to hit order. All right. Food is ordered. Now we have conversations. I'm going to have a whole bunch of just random questions just toss out there, and then we just keep talking. So the first question I have, oh God, it's in the category of deep.
You don't have to call me that. Okay.
What is better, having the best personality or having the best appearance? Now,
okay. Having the best personality or what?
Or having the best appearance. I mean, I have to say...
Oh, personality, for sure, because most of my friends are pocket friends anyway.
Yeah, personality. I mean, that's... I don't know how I can please someone by an appearance. You know, it's more fun and beneficial to like be like, hey, this is me. I'm a fun person. They go, we like hanging out with Scott. He's a fun person to be around. Not going, I like hanging out with Scott because he has a jawline. That's not...
I like hanging out with you because you have a beard.
That's it?
Oh. No.
Just wait till I get my razor. That's what you
your... know, I think that, I mean, online I know how to take a good selfie, but more so I know how to have a good comeback, and so I'm way more about the personality.
Yeah, that's I guess we're all like pretty. Well, we're all pretty, but also we're all like pretty level-headed, because I feel like that's not an asshole thing to do either, is just go, oh, our appearance. Because if you want people to like you by your appearance, you're not a good person. I'm not saying that people that are pretty or have great appearances aren't good people, but if that's very...
No, but if you value appearance over personality, you're kind of an asshole, so yeah, now you know.
Exactly. That we won't have audio podcasts if that was the problem. We'd be like, let's check out our YouTube page. Look at me explain things as I stand here in a towel.
That's amazing. It's true.
Yeah. Anything you want to add about this one?
I'm like, lots to add.
Oh boy.
No. I don't have lots to add. I think that being known for and loved for your personality is far greater than your appearance, because God, I'm god awful ugly.
No.
No, but God damn it, Dinah. But I mean, beauty fades through the years, so yeah. You gotta have that oomph of personality. And I gotta go check on my rabbit. Hang on, you guys continue, because Dinah's being an asshole right now.
She's fine. She's just...
I accept this. She's... I mean, I would argue, though, that,
damn
that
it, Dinah.
I do.
Just keep going.
I can't just pretend appearance is not a thing because I dye my hair purple.
Yeah.
I didn't care about appearance at all. I wouldn't do that.
But it's... I think dyeing your hair is more of a you thing than it's for other people. You're not dyeing your hair purple to to make sure that... Put your headphones in.
Oh, I didn't...
It's not, yours isn't purple. It's blue. It's turquoise. But like, because if you cared about what color your hair is dyed, you'd go, excuse me, everyone that I interact with, I'm taking a poll. Could you fill this out? What color do you think would suit me best? Because I want you to be happy. You know, you like purple, you dye your hair purple.
But we did go through like this conversation a couple days ago with the social stigma of dyeing one's hair a different color and how it's not very popular with the older generation.
Yeah, that's true. But also the older generation is, again, labeled by their older generation, where things are different. Things are changing. The main thing I had was people complain like, oh, those kids dyeing their hair. Like, everyone dyes their hair. Like, I couldn't tell you, like, 90% of the women I guarantee dye their hair. It's just what color you choose.
Your mom doesn't dye your hair.
She used to a lot. Her hair faded in the sun a lot because she, when growing up, she had like, I won't say she was had red hair growing up, but it was like, no, not your hair, not that same color. It was like, I don't know how. Well, I was able to like pull a picture up. I don't have a picture of my mom on my phone,
No.
but she had like generic like red hair. I don't know. This is the 70s,
Okay.
but she used to dye her hair red a lot, and then but like sort of like a brownish red. But then she always spends a lot of time in the sun because she's always camping or biking or whatever, and it would just bleach her hair. Now she's getting old, so it's she's like whatever. She gave up.
Was the question?
Oh God, she's
Been...
hiccuping and drunk.
Sorry.
Perfect. That was the all right. Next question. Why? That's the same one. Uh-oh, is it broken? He keeps looking. He keeps doing this. He's coming back.
Okay, you want me to pick a different?
Random. All right. God. I'm gonna call an audible. That one's dumb. Should children be allowed to have cell phones? Well, you have kids though, right?
Yeah, she has kids.
Do you like that they have
Yeah,
cell
they all
phones?
do. Well, my older two do. My kids get a cell phone at 10 because at 10 is when I start to let them be home alone for brief periods of time and we don't have a landline.
Okay. Like, do they have like super
But
fancy
it's
phones?
locked down.
Okay.
What's up?
I was saying, do they have super fancy phones, or do you just give them the flip phones for?
They have whatever we can get on their account, but they have, they have the rule is that until you're 18, I have to have your password, and I'm
Oh.
going to do random checks. So don't, because pointing out to them that, like, look, that phone is something I own. And if you take naked pictures of yourself on it, now I own child pornography.
Yeah. Oh. That's the thing. I
You
guess.
know, and yet we don't want to go there. And so.
I guess that's a positive for me, is that when because like I'm always like, oh yeah, why wouldn't kids be allowed to have phones? Because of what they'll look up. Not I never think of what the kids will do with the phones, but like what they'll see. I guess I never thought of it that way. I learned something today. Because I'm like, oh yeah, the kids like they'll find porn. I'm like, yeah, they're gonna find porn no matter what. But then yeah, I'll go, oh yeah, that extra
Of
step
course they are.
of the extra step of what they'll contribute is I don't like that.
I
Well, also growing up, when I
mean,
grew up,
you cannot make a safe world.
no.
You can't make a safe world for kids. It's
Unless
just not
you.
possible. And so you learn how you try to make your kids know that they can tell you things and they can come to you if they're not safe. And you teach them basic safety skills in public,
Yeah.
which includes online.
Yeah. This is why I would
And I
never.
got one kid to adulthood, so.
Yeah. This is why I would never want to be a parent, because I'm like, I would never think of things like that. Like, I would just be like, oh, no, here you go. Have a phone. Just don't go to these sites. And then, like, oh, their friends are weird. But growing up, I had a, like, my first cell phone was like a Nokia little thing. And I bought that because I was in college. You know, like, I didn't have a cell phone. I paid for that myself. Where now it's like cell phones are such a staple in our culture that, you know, like my cousin's kid got an iPad for Christmas and like, and then like a s iPhone and stuff. I'm like, I would never get that as from my parents. Like even now, I'm like, I don't know if I was a kid if they would give me one of those.
Okay, your parents probably still have a flip phone.
No, 2 years ago we finally, 2 years ago they finally got a smartphone.
Together.
Yeah, but they did
One
have a
phone.
flip phone. They
That
did have a flip phone up until 2 years ago.
was the thing where I found that flip phone at the rummage sale we were
Yeah.
at. And I thought about my coworker Bonnie, and I went to work on Monday. Oh, I have the hiccups. And I was like, Bonnie, I thought of you this weekend. She's like, yeah, what'd you find? And I go, a flip phone. She could not stop laughing.
Oh no, my aunt still has a flip phone and she keeps it in a sock in her purse.
Is this a
No, the other one.
podcast?
She'd keep it in her fanny pack.
She's he has an aunt that wears a fanny pack all the time, and it's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, but I was going to say, growing up, though, like
a friend of mine still, you know, shout out to Kim, she wears a fanny pack. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a great thing. It's just that, so again, that social stigma of what, how weird it is. Like, I really wish that guys could carry purses without worrying about, like, feeling weird. Because, I mean, I have a backpack, I have a bag, I have a satchel thing that I put, but then I'm like, it's so big, I got tons of stuff in there. And then it's like, this isn't just holding my wallet and phone and, like, you know, I just wish I could.
I can't carry a purse.
Yeah.
He carries my purse.
You have to, I think you have to be taught how to do it.
Yeah.
He carries your purse. I don't know how. Like, you have to hold your shoulder at a certain angle to do it, and I never learned how.
Yeah.
And so if I try to carry a purse, I either have to carry it crossbody or it falls the fuck off.
I think I could do it because I have a carrier bag type thing I carry around a lot, and sometimes if I know I'm not gonna wear it for too long, I just put it over my shoulder, and then I kind of loop it around the back. But otherwise, I'll put it only over the shoulder on the side. So I bet I could handle a purse myself. Just usually have the handles are so small.
Probably better than me.
Maybe. Where was it going with this? Oh, I was going to say, in high school, our parents, we weren't allowed cell phones, but my parents, because my brother and I were both driving, they got us a phone. Now this phone.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It was in a small little briefcase type thing because it went under the seat, and then you plugged it into the cigarette lighter. So it only worked if it was, like, plugged in. And then you picked up this giant thing. The battery thing was, like,
wow.
It was, like, literally the size of, like, a Webster dictionary, like, but twice as thick. And then you pick it up, call, and then, like, we got it for, like, a penny. But then we're only allowed to make, like, 10 minutes of phone calls per month for it to be free. Otherwise, it charges per minute.
Oh, my mom had a 1-800 number to our house. And whenever I got to the bus station, because I didn't drive until I was 18, over 18, and I would get to the bus station in Neenah, and then I would dial the 1-800 number, and then she would, like, answer it and hang up really quick so she wouldn't get charged, and then she would just come pick me up.
She probably still got a connection charge. What?
No,
how do you get an 800 number?
She had a boyfriend that lived in Virginia. Like, I was supposed to move out to Virginia in my junior year or senior year or something. And then that guy was a douchebag to her, and she didn't. I don't know what happened there.
But how do you...
I was promised a red and black bathroom.
There's so much to unpack here.
You can just get one. I dated a guy that had an 800 number.
Oh. What?
Did you take your headphones?
I used to date a guy that had an 800 number.
Oh, started Chris.
Not 900, an 800 number.
That's a different. Yeah, no, you can also.
That's a 900 number. What?
When you said you can just get one, I thought you meant like, yeah, you can just paint your bathroom black and white, black and red. You can just do that.
You can. You can just get an 800 number. Like, it's nobody's stopping you. You go.
If I painted my bathroom black and red, it wouldn't match anything in there.
The red wig and the black hat.
No.
That would match red and black.
There's no hat in there, is there?
I don't know.
There is, but it's purple.
I'm colorblind. I don't know.
No, you're not colorblind, honey. Anyway.
That's very 80s.
Being colorblind?
No, black and red. Oh. But I was very excited about it. It was promised to me, and then it was ripped out of my hands. No.
Vicious.
I'm fine. What you got?
All right. The next, God. Would you rather be alone for the rest of your life or always be surrounded by annoying people?
Oof.
Oh.
Ugh.
You act like I'm not right now. I have children.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck. I think alone. I'm going to go alone for the rest of my life.
Yeah, you can read books alone. Uh-huh. You can't read a book when annoying people are around.
No.
I can't even work with annoying people around.
Define alone, though, because, like, am I allowed to have my pocket friends?
Yes. Yes.
Does it mean just
have your pocket friends
physically alone?
Always going to be interrupted.
Okay, then I'm fine. Alone.
Yeah, because it does say, it does, I mean, it doesn't really specify But it does say surrounded by, which I'm imagining surrounded means physically.
Physically.
So yeah, you'd rather be alone for the rest of your
Yeah,
life.
okay, then yeah, no, I would rather be absolutely completely alone as long as I have my choice.
Yeah. I get video games, I got books, I got comics and movies, and I could do that. And just imagine I could work from home then.
But we'd never see each other.
That means, but then you'd be annoying then.
I know, I'm not
You'd just have to
annoying.
send him topless photos daily.
Yeah, see? It's always been hunted by annoying.
I'll just have to up my game of being annoying.
But then, but I chose alone. I don't want to be around by if you up your annoying game, I'll leave.
There's no alone. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Showing you the question, it says.
Damn it. See, yeah. Bye.
Although it does, although, I
Although.
just, I'm gonna pull a semantics thing. Would you rather be alone for the rest of your life or always be surrounded by annoying people? It doesn't say only annoying people, but that you'll just always be surrounded. Does that mean everywhere? Does that mean like I need to pee and like, hey, what you doing? Ha, how's the weather out there? Where'd you get those shoes? I'm like, I'm peeing. Stop it. Huh? Want to see my impression of a goose?
Yes.
I
Yes,
mean,
I would like to see your
No, I
impression
really
of a
do. I really
goose.
do.
I mean, I'm
Right
imagining
there,
it's
yes.
I'm imagining it's an annoying person's impression, not a good. And they're like, ha, like that's not good. He's like, I'm annoying. I don't. I'm.
Geese are nasty. Cobra
Ha.
chickens.
I don't know. I can't do it. Ha. I can't. I can't do it. That's not.
It's not the
Is that a
same.
sheep?
Oh my God.
I'm a goat. We were bringing goat porn to this, and it's okay.
Goat porn.
I don't know. There was something about goats in the messenger the other day. And then I sent the voice recording, and we
Whoa.
were at
Oh
sushi.
yeah.
I know I'm hilarious. Come on now. What's the next question?
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
This is not fair.
Just refresh it then.
No, I'm not gonna do it because it sucks for me. You two can talk about it.
Oh, okay.
Which I don't know. I know. I think I know your answer. I want to know what Kate's answer is. Which Marvel Cinematic Universe character would you want to date?
Oh, see, okay, I don't know what any of them are, literally any of them at all.
You don't know any of them?
Correct.
Not even like Thor or Captain America
Wolverine?
or. Well, see, the thing
I've
is,
heard of
Ha!
those things, but I
It's
don't know what they
Marvel.
are.
But it says Marvel Cinematic Universe, which means it's that's like the Iron Man, Captain
No,
America.
cinematic. How is that Marvel cinematic without the X-Men?
The Marvel Cinematic Universe is the Marvel
Oh,
Studios.
fuck.
So I was gonna say, I thought you were gonna say Ant-Man because it's Paul Rudd.
No,
Oh wow.
Ant-Man sucked.
Wow.
Ant-Man was awful. Awful.
But Paul
It
Rudd
was
is cute.
awful. It
Yes.
wasn't even
Paul
awful.
Rudd
It
is
was.
cute.
See, Paul Rudd is
Paul
cute
Rudd is
though.
adorable, and I love Paul Rudd
It doesn't
normally.
say which movie is the best that you want to do. It's just what character.
Yeah, and I didn't like Ant-Man at all. At all. Oh, you don't know me at
I
all.
guess not.
God. That girl.
Which one? There's
Son
three of them.
of a
There's.
Oh, the empath one. I loved her.
Oh, Mantis.
Yes, Mantis.
That's who you'll date?
Yes, that's what I would, that's who I would date.
This took a turn. Well, I guess. Oh, God. See,
Could
that's.
you imagine dating a fucking true alien empath, though, that knows your every single desire right off the bat,
She's.
just by touching you, and just like, I know what you want. I'm like, okay, thanks.
Kate, she's talking about a character from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, in case you're wondering.
I will send you that
Okay.
thing.
She's like,
I'm on it.
I'm gonna guess that she's gonna say Paul Rudd then. I don't know.
I literally,
What?
It's okay. So first of all, I don't give a shit. So there's that. And secondly, I'm hard of hearing, and so I can't watch movies very well.
Oh.
Especially superhero movies.
Yeah.
I can't read their lips. They have masks and shit. So fuck them.
I grew up with comic books, so that this is a huge. Okay.
Plus.
Mantis.
What she looks like normally.
Yeah, she's cute.
Yeah.
The thing is, I have a huge crush on Scarlett Johansson, and I also have a huge crush on Brie Larson. So I don't know which, if I go for Black Widow or Captain Marvel. I'm going to say Captain Marvel.
Hey, you!
Yep. But I'd let her.
You'd let her?
Choose.
Like, let her do what?
I'm just saying I don't want to be like, because Captain Marvel and Brie Larson are both like very women empowering movies, and I don't want to be like, I'm dating you. Yeah, you have no choice in the matter.
Wait, isn't that the same person?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm saying like, so I don't want to be like, I'm dating her. She's mine now. Ha ha. I'm caveman talking.
Okay.
I'd let her choose if she wanted to or not, is what I'm saying. But in this world of fake questions, whatever.
Well, pizza's going to be delivered soon, so...
Why you don't... You're not supposed to know that.
I don't know anything, then.
Okay, random. Next. Next question. Packing light or being over-prepared?
Oh, okay. Over-prepared.
The subject line is this or that. Which one are you, Kate? Do you overpack or pack light?
Overprepared.
Yeah.
Overprepare. Yeah. Because when I didn't, like, I just was in Las Vegas last month, and I didn't, and I ended up at Walgreens like 6 times.
We're going to try to fit everything into one suitcase for the True Crime Podcast Festival.
What? I never said that. I never agreed to that.
I said it.
I thought I was going to have my own suitcase and you have your own suitcase.
No, I said I had a big enough suitcase.
Oh, shit.
For the both of ours for a weekend.
I saw this quote once and it made me laugh because they're like, does anyone else ever pack clothes for a trip like you're going to shit yourself every single day? Or something along those lines. Like, because I'm like, oh, that's...
Yeah, well, okay.
Because I'm like, oh, got a pair of pants and then underwear and socks. I'm like, but what if I fall into a pool?
I need to throw your stuff in the dryer.
Oh, you do have to throw my stuff in the dryer. Well, shit.
Well, fuck.
Well, okay. Game over. Everything's over.
No, we still have this to record, and then I'm going to go do it. What else you got?
Oh. Well, she was giving me shit, too, when I first started hanging out over here, because I pack an overnight bag. Because I'm like, I gotta make sure I have my deodorant and toothpaste and all that stuff. And then I had like clothes in the inside. I'm like, that's my bag for clothing and toiletries. That's my overnight bag. But then I also carry my bag of my satchel, my computer and everything else in there. And then if I had to bring anything else, I'd bring it. So she's like, you overpack for one night here. I'm like, but because each bag is for a specific thing.
Somehow I've ended up with a PlayStation 3.
That's mine. I didn't say it's yours.
Oh, well, it's been here for quite a few months. And coloring books.
Yeah.
And markers. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying. What's the next question?
I don't like that one. Okay. All right, where's the party ones? Those are more fun. That was like, name 4 brands you like. No. If you walk into a bookstore, which section are you drawn to? Ooh. What kind of things you like to read, Kate?
Yes, Kate.
True crime.
Oh, yeah. Why'd I...
I mean, I didn't know there were other sections in the bookstore.
There are.
Is yours true crime as well?
No.
What is it?
I go to the self-help ones. Did you not see me at Half-Price Books?
It's true.
I'm looking for the domestic violence crap. I'm like, how do I help people?
Oh, yeah, Half-Price Books. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
I was thinking of like a straight-up B-Knobs. Barnes & Noble. Sorry. I call it B-knobs because it's funny.
It's like B-knobs, but knobs.
Yeah, because it's not noble. Noble, N-O-B, B-knobs.
Oh my god. I just learned something.
That's what I call
it. I did too, apparently.
That's what I always call it. Oh, taking a trip to B-knobs. Yeah. And then also on our in De Pere, which is just basically just south of Green Bay, they have a Walmart, and right next door is a Menards. So I always refer to that as Walnards. Because again, that makes you laugh. Like going to Walnards? Because if they don't, yeah. Whenever I go to Barnes & Noble or any other bookstore, the first place I hit is the bargain table.
You really do.
I do. Because I go there and like, check this out. Here's a Stephen King book. I'm like, I don't have that one. $7. Fuck yeah. Or whatever. I always hit up the... Because that's what I miss about Walden Books when that was in the mall.
Oh, it was amazing.
They had the best bargain tables. Because there's always... Every time you went in, there was different books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, half-price books. I ended up with a whole lot of Christian shit that I don't understand.
Yeah. I always hit up the comics first. And then I usually let horror... Because that's my thing. I like horror.
You do.
I do.
You do.
I do. I like scary things.
Would you like some scary Moscato?
It's not scary Moscato. It's sangria Moscato. Wrong S word.
Oh, shit.
No.
What else you got?
All right. If you could hang out with a TV character, not the actor, but the character themselves, it says in parentheses... For a day, who would it be? Jesus Christ, that's impossible. You want to hang out with Fraser Crane, don't you?
No, let Kate answer first.
Oh, Kate, who do you...
I don't... Shit, I don't watch TV. I'm so sorry. I suck at this game. I don't watch TV.
The last time you watched TV, who was your favorite character?
You don't have any TV shows
yet? On Sesame Street?
Sure.
No, I literally don't know how our TV remote works.
Oh, no.
Like, I know, it's bad. It's because I used to watch some stuff before I started the podcast, but even then it was only documentaries. Oh. So, like, Bill Curtis, the host of American Justice. But, I mean, again, that was documentary, but I'm sure he was putting on a character. So
Although Sesame Street, I have to go back to that because I'm not saying that's picking mine, but can you imagine it's not the actor, but the legit character. So like if you had Ernie from Sesame Street, you're hanging out with
Snuffleupagus,
that's not a fucking person in a costume. That's legit Snuffleupagus.
No, that's them.
And you would terrify your friends.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you go towards Fraggle Rock then?
Well, I'm just saying, like, I was going off what she said.
Okay.
Yeah, Fraggle Rock would be awesome. I'd probably pick someone else, but like...
Jim Henson.
What?
The trash heap has spoken.
The trash heap?
Yeah.
God. I would hang out with John Locke.
I was going to guess that.
Or Lost.
Sprocket.
Sprocket?
Sprocket's the dog. Oh. The dog from
the dog, yeah.
From Fraggle Rock. I think he's a Muppet. Like, I don't... Like
Yes.
What's the dude's name? The old dude.
Jim Henson.
No. I don't know. But he was like the only like character in the show. But apparently I heard something that said because like in America, like apparently for every country he was a different occupation that the show aired in. So it was like, oh, and one he's like a train conductor and one he's like a works in a wood shop or whatever. Like I heard that they shot it to depend on what country it was in.
Oh. God, no. Cool.
Your face is like, huh. Great. And then she's like,
fantastic. Cool. I'm looking at my order thing and wondering why it's not on the road yet.
Why did you...
My Domino's.
She's tired of talking to me.
I guess.
No. Not at all.
See, the rule is once we hit order, we don't look at it.
Okay, well, you never told me about that rule because the past two recordings I've looked at it.
Cheated.
Can't cheat.
Why this app is not like I'll swipe them away and I'll set it
You're
back.
Playing Pokemon.
No, I'm not. Well, I didn't even like say what character I think I'd hang out with. You know, going back to she said John Locke from Lost, in case we didn't mention Lost. But I think hanging out with Charlie would be pretty fun.
Charlie's pretty fun.
Charlie from Lost, because he's like...
I'd be worried about his heroin addiction there.
Well, you only have to worry about it for a day. You only hang out with him for a day.
Still, it's a really stressful day.
I mean, depends what version.
I mean, if you're...
Yeah, just keep him lubed up and he's fine.
Keep him lubed up? I'm hanging out with him, not her.
Okay, what's the next question?
It's another media type thing, so I don't know if I should ask her. Okay. What Disney character are you most like and why? Do you know Disney?
Cruella de Vil, probably. Oh. Or something to that, you know, Ursula the Sea Witch or something. I'm kind of an asshole.
Are you making coats out of puppies?
But is that an option?
Please. I mean, you can try.
She didn't actually make coats out of puppies. She said she wanted to.
She outsourced that.
Puppies are really soft.
Yeah, they really are. But bunnies are softer. I'm just going to say. I'll ship Dinah to you.
You don't,
so, there you go.
You don't know that she doesn't have a bunny coat.
My mom had a bunny coat.
Jesus.
I don't know. That was before we started adopting rabbits.
But I'm saying, like, Cruella de Vil could have all sorts of coats. She just wanted Dalmatians, because, I mean, that would be cool.
But they're not soft.
I don't know. I've never pet a Dalmatian.
You've never pet a Dalmatian.
I can't think of one.
I'm going to have to... We're going to take you to a fire station.
They're not actually that soft.
My pet one.
Yeah, my neighbor had one. And it was just the fattest, laziest dog I'd ever met.
And they're little assholes when it comes to potty training. Like, you cannot get those fuckers potty trained.
I don't want a dog. That's why I have a cat, because he potty trains himself.
Well, yeah. Quiche is fucking awesome. His cat's name is Quiche. Professor Quiche.
Professor. He's Professor. He has a doctorate.
He has a doctorate in eggs.
I accept this.
I'm sorry. I don't need to downplay Quiche.
My cats are named Florence and Justin after singers, so it's fine. I get
Florence
it.
Florence and the Machine?
I was thinking Florence. Well, wait, no.
Yes.
Is it? Wait, which one?
Yeah. Florence Welch after Florence and the Machine and Justin first to sell out of Blue October.
It's the same person.
Okay.
Who am I thinking of?
I don't know. But...
Wait, who is Justin after Timberlake?
Blue October. Back?
Blue October.
Yeah.
Who's that? Lawrence Welk is what I'm thinking of.
What? Oh, Florence and the Machine and Lawrence Welk is what you get out of that?
Because her name is, her name is Florence. It's basically the same thing.
What? No. Florence.
I mean, it's the same, that you just take the
It's F, fine, it's the same. They
you
don't
take
know.
The F-L-O off, and it's the same, like Lawrence, Florence, Lawrence, Lawrence, Lawrence. Okay. Welk and Welsh. What is it, Welsh?
Welk.
No, her.
Welch.
Welch. So it's close. It's like an off rhyme.
Okay.
Lawrence Welk?
Yeah.
How fucking old am I? Yeah.
What's the next question?
Did you even answer? She answered Cruella de Vil, and then we all just. You have to answer the question, too.
What was the question?
Who Disney?
Disney Ariel. Because she sings.
Because she sings.
When nobody asks her
Wouldn't
to.
Wouldn't you think,
please? And I do song shop.
And you used to have red hair.
I did.
Is that, did I ruin that for you?
Well, you're my DJ, so yeah.
He wanted me to become Ramona Flowers.
I didn't
and then
say,
that just happened.
I didn't say I wanted you to.
He just urged me in very strange
ways. She's like, I'm getting my hair cut today. How should I cut it? And I just like typed anime hair into Google image search. And I picked the first one. I'm like, here you go. And she's like, and then she got her hair cut that way. I was like, oh. And then I realized later, like, oh, that's how Ramona Flowers' hair is cut in Scott Pilgrim. That was legit.
Uh-huh. And Ramona Flowers is his favorite.
Oh, I should have hung with her.
Yeah.
That's a TV show, not movie, though, so.
What?
It's a TV show character you'd hang out with, not movie show.
Oh, what?
Before.
Disney.
Movie show.
No, this is
oh, shit.
You picked John Locke.
Yeah, I picked John Locke.
I would say the Beast from Beauty and the Beast.
Why? He's mean.
He's not. He's misunderstood.
He's really mean.
He's misunderstood.
He's not misunderstood until a female enters his life.
Exactly.
It kind of applies to most men, doesn't it? No?
Well, that's fucking bullshit.
They think they make sense until a woman is around, and then suddenly they realize they don't, so no?
Oh, yeah, that's accurate, but I still think it's, like, not right.
Well, because I'm like, what? Okay. She says curly, they're like, yeah, makes sense. Ariel, yeah, makes sense. This. No, fuck you, Scott.
He's the villain.
He's not the villain.
Gaston
is the villain.
Gaston is the villain after a while.
Yeah, but the Beast.
You picked a villain for a while there.
Beast is he's a creature. People are scared of him. He scares people away so they don't get close to him. And then he's like, oh, I do want some people close to me.
And then he locks a woman in his castle and forces her into Stockholm Syndrome.
Who doesn't do that?
And he kidnaps her father.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ariel sells her body for a man that she can't talk to.
She sells her voice.
That's part of her body.
And believe me, I'd sell my fucking voice for legs that long, too.
She's 14. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm very short and very stout. I'm more of the Mrs. Potts.
What character do you think?
I'm just fucking with you. Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Okay, what's the next question?
If you had to... Oops. Oh, fuck. Hit back on accident. Who's the smartest person you know? You just burped. Kate, who's the smartest person you know?
I don't like this question.
She doesn't know
my husband, probably.
Okay. Hey, that's a good... That even benefits you. Like, he's so smart, he married me. Cha-ching. Not me, but that's my, I'm saying it in her voice.
No, I feel bad for him on that one. Poor fucker. No, No, he just got his PhD last year, so...
Oh, that's... Damn, what's he got a PhD in?
He can be smart.
In?
It's okay. Math.
Math is hard. I tried taking calculus once.
I know, right?
I mean, I like math. I enjoy doing math, and because it's like you solve and figure things out. But fuck, is that hard? Jesus.
Yeah, I'm good at it. Like, I went to an engineering college, and so I'm good at it. I hate it. It's boring.
Although I will say, one time, this is the one time I think this has ever happened. I had to figure out something for work because of saturation routes and some of that. I work with mail. I actually used the radius and area stuff, like 2pi r and all of that.
I literally, like 62 very exciting. Characters or some shit.
Yeah, actually I used that to figure out how many customers are in a 2 mile radius, 5 mile radius, 10, like, I actually used that math. So kids, stay in school, do your math.
Okay, my smartest person that I know, hold on, the smartest person I know is Colleen Blodgett. She's my best friend. And she's super smart, and she seems to know everything that I don't know. And it's really pissing me off sometimes.
Look like you're doing a voicemail to send to her. Yes. Is that true?
I sent it to her. It's 15 seconds long.
Yeah, that seems old, right?
Yeah. And then I lost the thing with the orders of the Domino's.
How much did you... smart people, huh?
Yes.
I guess the smartest person, this is the first person that popped in my mind, was you didn't say me, so why should I say you? The first person I thought of, that popped in my mind is my friend Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin McLeod. He's if you went to, do you use theme music in your podcast, Kate?
Do I what?
Do you use like theme music, like, or yeah, like, or like, where did that come? Did you make it yourself, or did you know where you got it from?
No, fuck no, I don't have any musical skill. Royalty free website.
Which one?
A mixer.
Oh, okay. No, so, my friend Kevin, he makes royalty free music, and that's his job. He basically just, he has royalty free music, and he makes his money off of ads on the site, and also people hire him to do like music for commercials or movies or whatever. Like, he on IMDb, he has over 3,000 things he's credited for composing music. And it's insane. Like, YouTube videos, there's a good chance, if you watch a YouTube video, there's like a 40% chance you'll find a song he did.
Oh my God, Sinead! He did Sinead's theme music.
There you go.
Sorry, I had to look it up.
No, that's fine. That's
yeah. Sinead, she's in the group.
Is he the one that had the virtual reality?
Yeah.
Or what is that called?
Beat Saber.
Yes, it was a Beat Saber thing. Have you seen that, Kate?
It's a VR video game.
No.
Where you have VR goggles on, but then you have two controllers in each hand, and they're two different colored swords, like lightsabers, and one's blue and one's red. And as you're standing there, these big blocks come your way, and it has arrows.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
He got a free. What are you doing?
Sorry.
He got a free virtual reality machine and like set and all that stuff because he, when that was coming out, he helped write some of the music for that game.
Okay.
Yeah, he's, and oh, on top of that, like,
Kevin McLeod, he's.
Yeah, he lives right here in town.
Yeah, tell him good work. Good job.
Yeah, he's also very, very humble, but he's also very introspective. He's just a smart guy in general. He does the theme music for this podcast, which I should mention more often.
No.
For which one?
We Deliver.
Okay.
And also Month of Movies.
Okay. You can tell him that if he's looking to write more theme music, I don't like mine. So.
I love yours. I jam out to it.
I mean, bear in mind, I'm like 140 episodes in, and so I'm just tired of it.
Yeah. I mean,
I get bored.
What's the next question?
Jesus, okay.
I don't know when the pizza's gonna get here.
That's the whole point.
I know, I don't like that.
Ooh. Are you friends with any of your exes? This feels like a loaded question.
Kate?
Kind of. So in college, most of the guys I dated, no. But in college, I had a friend with benefits. So I started dating my husband my sophomore year because he was my math tutor.
And hey! I got much better grades this way. Worked well for him in both cases.
Apparently. But he and I had kind of a stormy relationship, and so we broke up a lot. And so whenever we broke up a lot, I went home. I lived like 4 hours away from where I went to college. And I worked at IBM. When I was home, and I went on the help desk, and another guy at the help desk was my buddy. And if he was not dating anybody and Willem and I were not dating, then we'd hook up. And then if either of us were dating, then we'd just go out and it'd be fine, you know, big deal. But otherwise, we were friends with benefits, and Matt and I are still friends.
Well, that's cool.
That's a good deal. Go ahead.
Oh.
But everybody else, fuck them.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I guess I'm too forgiving in some senses, where like I'll date someone and then we break up and it's something like they cheated on me, or they, you know, they, or they like just ghosted me or whatever. And I'm like, given the opportunity, I'll still talk to them, because I mean, whether we're not going to follow a romantic relationship anymore, but the fact that, hey, I spent 4 months with this person and we got along and we talked and stuff. It's like, yeah, it didn't work romantically, but it works friendship wise. So like just hanging out and talking, like, even though, you know, I'm bad at reconnecting with people in general, but like, if we're already spent 4 months and we're having good conversations, why can't we just keep having fun conversations? We're not romantically involved. One person's not interested or the other's not interested, but like hanging out and just talking is a fun thing to do. And if you already like put that much effort into that, it's like, why waste it? I mean, granted, some fall to the wayside here and there, like, oh, that's cool. Yeah, it didn't work out, but let's still hang out. Sure. And then you don't hear anything from them. Whatever. But like the few friends that I have, like, I'm still friends with them on Facebook. We're still civil and everything. Comment once in a while on each other's
profiles. Well, yeah, okay, that's the difference. I'm civil.
Yeah.
With all of them, we're friends on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we get along, mm-hmm. but friends, no.
Yeah.
No, not in the same way. And again, not. Like, I'm only counting, like, I dated two guys in high school, I dated two guys in college, and then my husband. I got married at 22.
Oh, wow. I don't think I even had a girlfriend by that point.
I mean, I've been married for 18 years. So, you know, it's more about, each, you know, the guys in high school, like I just left. I left high school. Fuck them. I don't have any interaction.
Uh-huh.
And the guys in college, the one things broke ended badly. Yeah. And so that is what it is. And the other guy was using me as a beard, and so he didn't need me anymore. And so that's fine. Like, but there's no bitterness there. It's just
I mean, none of my ex girlfriends I hang out with, like. I mean, I'm not friends with them in that aspect where I go, hey, let's go get together and have a beer over a sandwich.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You went there with that.
But like, I don't hang out with any of them, but I'm like, I still like chat with them once in a while. But I might use the word friends too loosely and too tight at times as well. So.
I'm not friends with any actual exes, like dated, married to, whatever. Me and my ex-husband, we talk civilly when we need something. Like, I needed him to refinance the house that he's living in. And then I finally got on his case 9.5 years after the divorce. But any sort of, like, other friends with benefits type things? Because I'm a serial monogamist. Fuck words. Serial monogamist. but any sort of like in between things, it's either been with really close friends or online dating shit, which, bye. So I only stay true with I only talk to the really close friends, and then that is very slim to none on talking with them. Dinah's doing some weird stuff. Well, I mean,
that's the thing, is that my friend with benefits, if we were friends and then we got naked, then we were friends afterward too. Like, that was fine.
Right. No, exactly. Like, you were friends first, yeah. And then the benefit second, and then back to the friendship.
It's legit the wording of the
right, phrase. Right, yeah.
Friends benefits. With benefits. Yeah. Because I think friends with benefits is a completely different thing than fuck buddy. Mm-hmm. Even though it's like a synonym-ish, but it's like you're friends, but then also, I want sex, me too. All right, let's sex. And then they go, but then fuck buddy's like, hey, this is the person I just have sex with.
We don't really say let's sex.
You can say whatever you want.
Okay.
People can say whatever they want. why not? Because sex is the noun. Or, wait, no.
Sex is the verb.
So is eat. They go, let's eat. Why can't you say let's sex?
Because we don't say let's eat with fuck buddies. Or friends with benefits. I think the food might be here.
Well.
You ask the question.
What is or was the first... Oh, God, I think...
Whoa.
What is or was the worst part of your job? I can see it. I can't... I'm not going to ask this question because I can see the food. I can see the Domino's sign through the window. What is or was the worst part about your job? What's the worst part about your job? I was talking to Kate.
Podcasting?
Yeah, sure. What's the worst part about it?
Is the people who are hung up on different things that I, you know, people who are worried about, you know, how many downloads, how much do you make, what are you in it for?
Yeah, because they're using it to be benefit. Like, I wanted to see how much this could benefit me.
Right. And that's just, it's not even a bad part of it. I just don't have time for it.
Yeah. That makes sense. Because it's like I said before to you in the other podcasts, like I do this for fun. I don't do it for to find out who downloads and what. And you're like, yeah, viewers or not viewers, listeners are good, but it's that's not the point of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like the food is here, so.
I'm gonna
end this now. I hate doing this at your house because I can see the front door and I see the guy just standing there and I'm like, well, the food's here. Might as well close this all up now.
Yeah, let me.
Yeah, I didn't end it.
I know you didn't end it.
But this is the end of the conversation.
What was the question? I didn't get to answer it, did I?
No, that's kind of the point. Once the food comes, we end the because now it's time to eat.
There's lots of warm Dominoes in my arms. So I love you, Kate, and thank you for tolerating me.
Yeah. I love you, and thank you so much. It was so fun.
All right, so you can find Kate's podcast, Ignorance Was Bliss, at most podcasts, all the podcast apps I use. You can find it on there.
Podcoin,
iTunes.
Is it? I don't know.
I use podcasts.
Yeah, I'm all over the place.
thanks Kate for being on the show. And with that, everyone dig in. Woo-hoo! This is a Scott Does Stuff podcast.